From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I guess that's my re-entry music. That's a new one. Shout out to Jake behind the scenes for mixing it up a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit confused. I'm like, am I supposed to talk? Am I back? I like it. I don't particularly like the song. I just like that you changed it up. I like a little variety. It's all good. I have moved nearly 30 times in my life. Okay. I have lived in every time zone for over a decade, except the East Coast was 6 years, so just over half a decade. We're moving again back to Lincoln. I don't think we're going to move for a while after this one, though. You come in my living room, and then you come into my living room 6 months later. It's going to be different. It's not going to look the same. My grandma and grandpa Warner, who lived in Montana for 60 years, from the time I was in my earliest memories to the time that my grandpa passed away in his recliner, okay, you know, years later, decades later, the living room never changed. I'm the opposite. I like things to change. I like variety. Come in my living room, it'll look different probably every month. Drives my wife nuts. All right. So, TJ Lateef, I wanted to put a button on this because I found this quote. He said, and I quote, "I feel like a priority and it makes me feel good. I'm not chasing a logo. Okay. I want to go where I feel wanted." End quote. Sound familiar to some things that Dylan Raiola said when he decided to switch and come to Nebraska? Yes, it does. That's a good pattern we're starting to see right there. All right, Monty Harrison. This is a guy who signed with Nebraska football 10 years ago. Okay, I think he's mid to late 30s at this point. He's already made over $4 million as a pro baseball player. Okay, heading to Arkansas as a walk-on. Football. I just thought that that was a cool story. You may have heard of it. It's been out there for a bit. But again, I haven't been live on the ticket in a bit. Okay, and I'm gonna share a Mitch Sherman tweet right here. Okay. He said, and I don't know if this is Bo or I don't know if this is Mitch or Mitch quoting someone else, but end quotes in his tweet, it says, he's a Bo Jackson, end quote. All right, on Monty Harrison, the former Nebraska signee who stole 217 bases over his career in pro baseball and now wants to go back to football after a 10-year absence. He'll try to make it happen this fall at Arkansas. Well, I wasn't even close. Age 29. Good Lord. I said mid to late 30s. No, he's age 29. I was way off on that. Let's get our facts straight here. That is awesome. That is a unique story. I will say this. It'd be almost impossible to go the other way around. Like when Tim Tebow was done with the NFL and then tried to go play baseball. Baseball is a sport, I'll just be blunt, you got to start at an earlier age than football. Like I said earlier in the show, I didn't start football till seventh grade, okay? I started baseball when I was in, like, diapers. It's such a skill-developed sport, throwing, hitting. Most people say that the hardest thing to do in pro sports is be an NFL quarterback. Think about it. There's 32 in the NFL. Maybe half of them are considered good, and maybe half of those guys are considered really good, and maybe four are considered elite. There's over 7 billion people on planet Earth, and there's only 32 guys who will start on any given Sunday in the fall on an NFL team, and only half of them are considered good. So maybe 16 are considered good, and only about 8 to 12 are considered very good, out of 7+ billion people. Think about that. So most people will say that being an NFL quarterback, a good one, is the hardest thing to do in all pro sports. Number two, hit a baseball. Hit a baseball because that thing's going 98. It's down the middle. It's high. It's low away. It's at your face. All of a sudden, it's at your face and it breaks in. Oh, crap. It was a curveball. Oh, it's down the middle. Now it breaks away. It's called a slider. Oh, it looks like it's sweet chin music, to use a Shawn Michaels reference. Oh, it's a changeup. It looked the exact same, but I had that. I didn't snap very well. I had that long to figure it out. Am I diving for the dirt because it's at my face? Or is it down the middle breaking away and it looks like a strike and it's a ball, but wait, it didn't break. Now it's a strike. It's so hard to do. So what Tim Tebow tried to do is really hard. What Monty's trying to do, I'm not saying it's not hard. It's freaking hard. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is I love it. I find it incredibly entertaining to get back into football. And you got to get back into that physical mindset. It's a different type of thing to try to get back into than baseball. Baseball is such a skill-driven thing. Okay. Football obviously has skill development, but it's such a mental physicality, brutality at times type of thing to flip your mindset back into. I'm going to be following his journey down at the University of Arkansas this fall. 1,000% for sure. So I just thought that that was kind of cool. All right. And here's some interesting stats that I just kind of save tweets now and again as I come along them. Okay. So this one is from at College Football Home. Okay. A record that will never be broken. Tom Osborne coached in Nebraska for 307 games. And during that time, the Cornhuskers were ranked for 3 weeks. Or, I'm sorry, were unranked. Let me say that properly. We're unranked for only 3 weeks. Week two of 1977, week four and five of 1981. Out of 307 games. From 1981, week six, to 2002, week six. Okay. That's where those... Wait a minute. He's talking about Frank Solich all of a sudden. That's confusing. I'm not going to read that last part because it's confusing. The bottom line is Coach Osborne coached in Nebraska for 307 games, and during that time, the Cornhuskers weren't ranked for 3 weeks out of 307-plus games. You got to think there's bye weeks and et cetera and stuff in there. Late 70s, early 80s, and that was it. That's a crazy stat. Okay, here's another I just thought interesting stat, and then we're going to get out of here. Power 5, and this is at College Football Home again. Give him a follow on Twitter, okay? Power 5 teams to change conferences 2000. Okay, talk about Nebraska specifically going to the Big Ten. And again, this isn't meant to be positive or negative. I just thought it was interesting. Okay, Nebraska's conference record since joining the Big Ten, 50 and 61, that's a 450 winning percentage. Okay, one division championship. Okay, draft picks, they've had 29, one first rounder, bowl record 2-4, record against rivals. Okay. And they're specifically doing Iowa 3-9. So again, that wasn't meant to be positive, negative. I think I found it interesting, but when people are like, hey, you can't win in Nebraska. It's hard to recruit there. Bull crap. Tom Osborne did it. Bob Devaney built it up. Osborne maintained it, took it to even another level for decades. And yeah, even over the past, 20 years or so, maybe it hasn't been quite what we wanted, but I'm actually going to go to my own Twitter because I shared a stat recently. See if I can find it quickly before we get off the air here. All right. Top 15 NCAA football programs with the most wins. So that guy's name is Adam Carricker. Go follow that guy. Okay. Top 15 NCAA programs with the most wins since 1980. Number one, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Michigan. Number five is Nebraska. Even with a rough 20 years, past 20 years, so to speak. And if you look at the past 30 years, all due respect to Iowa, okay, I guess I have to say that. I don't have to, but I'm choosing to, of my own volition. They're not even in the top 15 since 1980. And then you look at the past 30 years, Nebraska still has more wins than they do. Now, let's get some more modern-day wins. I can't wait to see what happens at UTEP. I'm going to keep reiterating that. All right, got a couple of comments. A conservative Husker says we are on our way to winning. He also says 2 years with Dylan and Tony, and we can dominate in the Big Ten. That's per the conservative Husker. Send it in the comment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, Another loaded show. I did not get, and I knew I wouldn't, Nebraska's primetime game. And I've got a very interesting stat pertaining to Nebraska and primetime games. Okay, at night, at home, specifically, which is what the Colorado game will be, and how that's going to be a huge advantage for Nebraska. I'll talk about that Monday in the NCAA college football game. I almost got through all this stuff today. Mike Sauter, Steve Taylor. Tune in on Monday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Adam Carriker on the ticket. Have a great weekend. Go Big Red. Go Red.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.